Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Desiree, and thank you for all of you who have joined me today for our episode. Today we're going to be talking about Google Ads, Google Workspace, and Google Business. Google Ads and Google Workspace and Google Business are great tools to help increase the amount of traffic that you get to your website and also to get you some visibility on Google. And so one of the things that Rich and Rich Home Opportunities did is created a Google Business page, which is really nice, and it has some really great features. One of the features that it has is that it actually can produce Google Ads from your Google Business page. Now, it doesn't create the whole ad, but it at least gives you some groundwork for your landing page, which is part of the website that you want to actually be seen. I recommend that it be a landing page where you can have your contact information available to anyone that actually looks at your ad. The ads are, you know, they're based on your budget. And so you can set your budget for the Google Ads from as low as $6. And then you will get the location for your ads, which if you're doing both national and international, you will be able to go ahead and select that audience when you actually do your Google Ads. And for me personally, I wanted to do one for Rich and Rich Home Opportunities. Also, I wanted to do one that I could feature some of my other products that I'm actually selling. And so I created an ad for that under Rich Rich Home Opportunities as well. And it's actually the entrepreneur site. And that site, basically, I want that to be free for the affiliate marketing that I'm still very much a part of, so that I'm getting the exposure for my merchants that I need to be getting. And then the other thing is it helps, you know, to get traffic that you may not get if you're only focusing on one area in your market, which you can do that. You know, if you're going to be promoting, you know, a certain, or your product is running a certain promotion, then you definitely want to target that product. One of the things that I like about Google Ads also is the fact that you can monitor them on a daily basis. So if you're on a tight budget or anything, I would recommend that you check it daily to see what you have spent. And the way Google Ads works is that you don't pay unless someone actually is clicking on your ad, but you still get that exposure, which is good because, you know, I have, since I created my Google Ads, and I used them a long time ago and I stopped using them, but I've gone back to them, especially, you know, with Google Workspace being there, and I'm very satisfied with the Google Business page. And so what I did is I set up a Google page for the Rich and Rich Home Opportunities, and I also set up one under my mental health one that I like, that just basically is a resource and services that people can seek for a bunch of different things, because mental health wellness, it basically, it's all around about your fitness, it's all around about how you're feeling, you know, for those, there may be some spirituality that is in there. And so those two Google pages, you know, that's what I kind of utilize. And I like Rich and Rich Entrepreneurs for my affiliate marketing piece. And you have the ability within your Google Business page to, one, create posts. And so that gives you the opportunity. We've talked about blogging many times on this show. Gives you an opportunity to continue to write good content and to be able to post it on your Google Business page. That's searchable by Google, and it's also searchable by Maps if you, you know, have your Google Business address on there, which I did all of those things so that I can get, you know, those visitors, that traffic, those customers as a possibility. So it just brings a little bit more creativity to the business that you're trying to run. The other thing you can do within the Google Business page, you can link to your Google Ad. So if you have, let's say you have some ads that are running already currently, then you can connect your account so that you have those ads connected in your Google business page, which helps you to track your Google ads, which is what you want to be doing. And then the other thing that it also has, it has the website feature. So for individuals who don't have a complete website, you can actually go to Google Business and you can set up a business page, and you can put products on there, you can post on there, and then you have your website. Now, keep in mind that you're only able to do the Google ads for your business by verifying your address, you know, the business location where it is. I'm online, so I sent off, you know, my home address to be verified, because unless you're verified, if you are putting like products or anything like that on your page, they're not going to be visible until you get verified. So that's an important piece. So keep that in mind. Now, for me personally, I knew that it says that you'll get your postcard in about 5 days, which is true, because each time that I applied for mine, I got it within 5 days to be able to verify the site. And then I'm able to actually put products in, you know, run promotions. Father's Day is here. So I'm running things on my sites that are geared towards Father's Day. And so that's what the Google Ads are for. And of course, you know, you can always use Google Ads for your affiliate marketing. And the way that you do the ads, you can't, you know, advertise for anything that's against their policy. So take a look at the Google policies so that you know that, you know, you don't want to violate anything. And then, of course, they're going to approve the ads before they run. So that's really a good thing. And Google Ads has expanded very much so, because you can do just your plain text ad. Now you can do videos as well. So if you do anything like with YouTube or something like that, you're able to actually post that, you know, in your Google Ads, and then it gets approved to be able to circulate, so people can actually listen to you and see you talk about, you know, whatever product or whatever topic that you're talking about. The other thing too, with your Google Business page, you're able to also show videos on there as well. So you're able to post your videos on your Google Business page, which is helpful, because then you're increasing your traffic, you're increasing your marketing and your advertising for your business or for your product or for whatever affiliate you are marketing for at the time. So I really like having that Google Business page, and my Google Ads go, some of them go to my business Google Business page or my actual website. And then I have a blog that, you know, my very first blog that I ever created when I started blogging, I have some of my ads directed towards there, because my websites, my blogs, those are the places where I'm actually writing about the products or the affiliate merchant products that I'm actually marketing or advertising for at the time. And so I like that page to be on there with all of the information. And of course, it talks about the Blog Talk Radio show that we're doing here now. So that's key for me to continue to build up my presence on the internet and also offline marketing. Now, for Google Ads, if you are, like, say you're an Avon representative or you're a jewelry representative or anything like that, there are products that they are running specials on, and you have your website that you get. If you are an Avon representative or whatever representative you are working with, you have the ability to utilize your blog, because you should, even though the company gives you a website that you can promote, you also want to be trying to promote in other ways as well through, you know, things such as Google Ads and Google Business, if they allow you to do that. So just always check to make sure that you're able to do something like that. I don't use a lot of Google Ads for like affiliate marketing and representative stuff, and I probably will test it out, you know, just to kind of see how it works. But you have to, as I said, you have to make sure that you're able to, you know, to be able to use the Google Ads. Now, for the Google Workspace, the reason that I like Google Workspace is because it has the ability to let you break your business up into teams. So if you've got like someone for your like your marketing, your advertising, then they can have a particular spot within Google Workspace. The other thing that I like about it is that you're able to actually have your business number. There you can put on your business page or your website, wherever you would like, where people can actually get in contact with you. And I have had people to contact me because of the Google business page that I have. And the one thing that I like about the Google Workspace with their business phone number is that it's digital and it transcribes at the same time. And what that means is that when someone calls in and they leave some information, Google will actually transcribe that so that not only can you hear the message, but you can read the message. You know, if you're not able to get to them at that time when they call, you're able to return the call and, you know, have the information there so that you don't miss out on a possible customer or, you know, or possible lead for some more marketing, some advertising, or maybe an affiliate that you are working for trying to reach out to you about furthering your connections. And so that's what I did for Rich and Rich Home Opportunities and also for Rich and Rich Home Opportunities blog that I have on Blogger. And we've talked about Blogger before because, you know, it is a free format, and also you can run AdSense ads on that on your blog for Blogger as long as you have good content and you apply to be able to run ads on your blog. And so that's one of the things that you want to keep yourself relevant and make sure that you're doing things that you can actually be able to market and to advertise. And so this is some of what I've been doing with Google Business Page and with my Google Ads. So I set up my Google Business Page, and I set that one up with Rich and Rich Home Opportunities and also Rich and Rich Entrepreneurs. Sometimes you see the banner, and so Rich and Rich Entrepreneurs or Rich and Rich Home Opportunities, I have that on my Google Business Page. And so I post, you know, information that is pertinent. And I try to keep the information that I'm posting on my Google page separate from what I'm actually posting on my blog. Or, you know, I may do both if I have something that I really want to make sure that I get on my blog, because you just don't want to have your content all over the place so it just looks like you have just the same thing just everywhere. So, you know, vary it up, because especially if you're a representative, there's, you know, tons of products probably that you're able to write about. And so maybe you pick out some for your blog, and maybe you pick out some that you're going to use on your Google posting page, if that's something you want to do. Or if you're just going to, let's say you're just going to use your Google business page and you know you have the ability to post on there, you have the ability to have a website on there, and you have the ability to put the products on there with your videos. And so that's what I have been doing for the last week, and it looks really good. And, you know, the link that you link back to, you're going to link back to, like, your product page. And so if I am running a post, or if I am setting up a product on my Google business page, then I will make sure that I have it linked to where the person is actually able to go to the product on the website where they will be purchasing from. And so those are the type of things that, you know, it interests, and you want to keep your audience interested and keep them looking for your products. And so I've been doing that for Amazon, because I'm an associate for Amazon. And I've also been doing that for my Avon and for jewelry collection and for my affiliates. And so I'm going to continue to do that. And you want to just kind of compare and see the kind of traffic that you're getting out to your business page, because, you know, you are searchable by Google now and you're searchable by Maps, which, you know, it does help a whole lot to be able to get customers. Because I had a young lady last week call me about becoming an Avon representative. And so those are the type of things that, you know, that's what your business, you want to make your business grow. And so these are the efforts that you're putting forth so that you can do that. And then when you put your products on there, as I said, you know, you want to make sure that you link back to the page that that the product is coming from. And then, you know, as far as, I haven't tried this yet, but, you know, you also, if you do have pages or you have content on Facebook and Instagram, you know, you can put your link on there if you choose to, because on Instagram, you have the ability to have at least one link on there. So you want that link to be something that, you know, is a worthy link so people can actually see what you're doing. And so with your blog or with any of these methods, you're able to, you know, post something and make sure that you're able to get some type of feedback from your landing page so that you can, you know, make sure that you're running your business seamlessly. So we will continue to do that with Google Ads and Google Workspace and Google Business. The other thing that I would say, too, is please don't forget about, you know, free blogging sites, because you really want to try to continue to blog about your content and make sure that you're getting that, you know, into your Facebook pages and, of course, your Instagram if you have them. And some people are very good at doing this. So, and it's something that you need to consistently be doing. And as you are growing consistently and creating content, then you have the ability to increase your marketing and able to, you know, market and get a bid for the platform that you're on to have someone to actually run one of their, you know, campaigns for, you know, a merchant. And that's something that's very important to keep your business up running and viable. And so for this segment, just really pointing out the Google Ads and the getting the traffic to your website, and then growing your business by, you know, having the ability to be searched by Google in their search and then also on Google Maps. And then you want to have your business website. If you don't have a business website, you know, at this point and you're really trying to think about how you do these things, it's nice. You'll be able to do it in just one space like you can do on Blogger. And the platform is free. You don't have to if you're not able to do Google Ads right now because of your budget. At least get your business page out there so that, you know, people can see what it is that you have to offer, what products you have. One of the things that I like about the Google Business page, too, is that it is, you know, trying to be diversified, meaning that you're able to put attributes on your Google Business page. If you're a woman business owner, if you're an African-American business owner, there are certain types on there, and you can put that attribute on your Google Business page so that individuals who would like to only or at least try their most to try to shop and to try to support business ownership, they'll see those attributes and be more likely to see what your products are, go to your page, see what else you have to offer. So, you know, make sure that, of course, that you're keeping your pages like up to date with the new merchandise or the new products and any promotions that you're running, because I know there's a lot of things going on for Father's Day. So don't forget dads out there who are, you know, doing the best that they can as well, and the ones who are just, you know, going above and beyond with what they do for their families, their communities, and for their coworkers as a whole. And so that is going to be it for me. So we talked about Google Ads, Google Workspace, and Google Business. The setup is very easy. You can easily Google any of these things to kind of see if that's a good fit for your business. I am going to post this episode in my blog at Rich and Rich Home Opportunities on Blogger. And then, of course, on my page, Rich and Rich Home Opportunities. And I will let you, I'll post on there also my Google Business pages that I set up with Google, so you can kind of see how they look and what I'm talking about as far as placing products and linking to any Google Ads that you have, because currently all of my Google Business pages link into an ad, and I hope to create some more for my products as well, because it works very seamlessly. And then you have that link also. And then with Google Business, they will give you just their domain that is free. But if you're interested and you have, like, you want, like, let's say my name is Desiree Sims, and I want, you know, my domain for my Google Business page to have my name, I mean, you can actually go ahead and through Google, you can purchase domain name so that your business website will actually come up as the domain name that you would like it to come up to be, or else it would just be your Google Business just free website, which is fine. But if you're interested in actually purchasing your domain, then Google offers it for like $12 a year, and you get it for the whole year, and it's your Google page, and you can put it on your Instagram or in your Facebook post if you are, you know, for your products. And you, there you have it. You've got your business page. And so what I will do is I will put this information, like I said, into my blog. I will do a YouTube video on it as well that will be available, and I get all that information back to everyone. Once again, I thank you guys for joining me. If you're not able to get to the show before, that's okay, because it is recorded, and so you can go ahead and listen to it at another time at your leisure. But I will post that information so that anybody who goes to any of the pages, you'll be able to actually see what I'm talking about, because sometimes talking about it is not as good as the visual of seeing what the actual business page could look like and how you can create it. And with that, I will say you guys have a great Friday.